elderly folks and handicapped people and the folks who like to party all night. And so it was really a very fun committee, and I'm particularly appreciative that you took the time to send it out to the community for review before coming to council. I think, you know, maybe that's why that we don't have 50 people signed up today, because people have had an opportunity to amend the proposal, and I certainly support it, and thank you.
I'm Sarah Petrosini with Commissioner Leonard's office. I just wanted to speak a little bit to the ordinance that you have in front of you. There are kind of two pieces now. It was originally all one proposal, but in meeting with some folks from the Revenue Bureau and other bureaus in the city, the folks that that are going to administer a lot of this, it made more sense to administratively split it into two. So what's in front of you today is up for a vote, is prohibiting painting, marking of space to reserve for a parade, the prohibition of that. And the other piece is about the bathrooms and the spaces for elderly and disabled are going to be coming in the beginning of April as part of the special events ordinance that the Revenue Bureau puts forward every year for the Rose Festival Parade. They incorporate a lot of different things into that ordinance, and it fit into that better. So that piece will be coming in early April from the Revenue Bureau, and today the piece is just about the prohibition of marking space. But all the recommendations did come from the committee, and this is the piece that's in front of you now.
Thanks for your great work on this, sir.
Thanks, folks. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
We had one person, Veronica Bernier.
Veronica?
She's coming.
Veronica, you may want to sit on that far one. That seems to be the only one working right now.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good. Great. I have a big voice.
Could you please sit down there? Yes.
Thanks. Good morning. I have been to the Rose Parade since about 1997. I've been not a participant, but somebody from community health education. I support the parade. I love park and rec activities, and I'm glad to see it carry on. I'll tell you how I came to see what these people have seen. I saw up close the effect of electromagnetic tape, which would be duct tape, silver duct tape, on quite a few areas. And I have to say this about that. It gets bigger every year, the parade and the duct tape problem. Initially, there were some people that used to lay out an area that was like 4x6. It grew to 12, 24, and sometimes 36 feet by about 6 feet where these duct tape things are laid out. And what is happening is that people create their space, and we want them to be there. According to former Mayor Vera Katz, this is a city that works. It works well when all the people are included. And the point of the matter here is that as people create larger spaces, we have to reserve space for the little guys too. And the little people is what I'm concerned about as part of baby health. The two-year-olds walking around in the parade and viewing it, and I think also just being typical two-year-olds and three-year-olds and four-year-olds. When they throw the candy, the kids run for the candy, the hard candy, and I know I did that as a kid. You know, I ran for the root beer little circles. You all remember that? Oh, you don't remember. Yes. The ice cream man used to throw the little root beer hard candies, and all of his kids in the court used to go and pick it up, and it was for free. They still do that. Around certain floats, and they cross the duct tape line to do that. And as they do that, they'll trip over a chair, and it becomes a little unsafe. So there's where the borders are important. I'm not against borders. I just want to let you know it's a 50-50 situation. You know, Connie, there's no real right way to do it. So, but we still have to keep talking about it and support the Rose Parade. It's a good one. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you.
Nice to see you all looking so well.
Thank you.
No further testimony?
I guess I just had one question. Maybe Sarah, you can answer that, or Commissioner Leonard. But so you're saying that grandstands for elderly, disabled, and areas for children, families with young children, will be established in a forthcoming ordinance?
As part of the special events permit, and there'll be areas that previously the folks at the Rose Festival Association and traffic police and things that work on the logistics of the parade are identifying that actually weren't used before for anyone to sit in, and there won't be bleachers for elderly or disabled folks. That doesn't work out so well, but areas cordoned off that will be advertised that they will know they can go to view the parade along the parade route.
And if they're with it's an intergenerational group, you got grandparents,
right,
parents, and young children, can they?
Yes.
Can they take advantage of these?
The committee, we did discuss the need for family members to be able to be in attendance, so that there will be flexibility for that.
Okay, so it's not bleachers, but it's areas.
There may be bleachers for just folks to sit in areas that wouldn't have before had a place for them. It would have been closed off, and now it will be opened up and have bleachers in them, and then there will be other areas potentially in front of the bleachers that will be flat where folks could put their wheelchairs or a lawn chair if they can't stand for the whole parade, things like that.
And then people who come the night before can still, that's considered first come, first serve, no matter what time you get there.
Camping the night before the parade is allowed. You would be able to stay in your spot and reserve your area. That's a spirit of the parade that we wanted to keep intact. That's been a tradition for a long time.
Okay. Thank you.
So just so that I'm clear, you can no longer reserve your spot along the parade route overnight with tape or objects or spray paint, but you can reserve it with your own presence and the presence of your family and friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And I'm sure that the Burnside Bridge, you just might want to look at it later, the Burnside Bridge, I think your folks can enforce this on the Burnside Bridge, which is owned by the county, but just double check.
Okay, we will do that. Thank you.
Are you going to submit this as an amendment?
That amendment 342.
Yes.
Yes.
Could I just make a friendly amendment? And that is,
yes,
one of the things I've noticed, and I don't know if the folks in Rose Festival would agree, but since I walked a parade, I see a lot of campers and RVs that are set up, and they go away and come back the next morning. One of them was a 40-foot van, a 40-foot trailer that had a curtain on the side. And it took up 40 feet, but there were probably half a dozen people sitting inside. And on the route itself. It would be great if we said any vehicles, because they use a lot of vehicles to do that, have to be occupied, because they go park them, and then they come back the next morning, which to me is sort of the fancier version of duct tape.
Jeff, do you want to?
That would be objects, I think.
You want to come up, Jeff?
We could be clear that it's objects.
Yes. Yes. So, you heard the...
Jeff Curtis. I did hear the question, and I just want to clarify just in case. Some of those vehicles are on private property. They're actually not on the streets, and I don't know which one in particular you're talking about, Mayor Potter, but that is something. I do notice some private property holders, if they're past... If it's elevated, that's certainly private property's permission can do that on their own. So
we don't allow parking on the street during the parade, do we?
We don't. We don't particularly. No, not directly on the parade route.
The street is closed off. Right. So
the streets are closed.
The people sit in that area.
Yeah.
And I've seen vehicles on the street, but after it's been closed off. My concern was just that if they're going to be camping there, whatever, if it's in a pup tent or a RV, that it's occupied, as opposed to just leaving a vehicle there to be used the next day.
Okay.
On public property. And,
public
and you're,
property.
You may be right about the private as far as that large trailer goes.
Yeah, that's it also could have been, like I said, could have been served a parade purpose, like a judging stand, something like that as well. And we have areas along the route that'll be, that are parade production areas.
Just to try to clarify, with the mayor, especially, you see this on the east side, but I think the mayor's talking about is they will park a vehicle the night before, effectively reserving a space, and then as the streets get closed off and all the traffic has to leave, including parked cars, they will move the parked car that has been there overnight, effectively saving the place even more effectively than duct tape.
Yeah, and or just leaving the RV there.
During the parade.
During the parade, because it's not on the actual street. It's on part of the side street, but it's got it's right next to the...
Looks like you have administrative authority to deal with these issues.
Yeah, we do have some administrative rules that are in the process, so that may be something we could add in there. And there is a rule about taking your... If you do camp, that you have to strike your tents and things like that by 8 a.m., so that might also be able to include any vehicle.
Would that be okay with you, Mayor, if we looked at that administratively?
Yeah. Yes,
can
that's
we
fine.
Do that then?
Yep. Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Any further questions?
We need to move the amendment.
Yeah, I'd like to move the amendment.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stinn?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. This is a non-emergency and moves to a second reading.
Oh, the press is so disappointed.
We're adjourned until next week.
Should have been here in the morning. We had a really big fight. Much more interesting.
Eric and I broke the keys.